Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, good morning there, Mr. Wysoon, and thank you for being at the campfire with me today.
I'll tell you what, you know, there's something about campfires that draws me to campfires. It can be 104, and there'll be a dead gun fire out there, and next thing I know, I'm standing, you know, around the edges of it, sweating like crazy, and we're just, you know, kind of like that moth drawn to a flame, I guess, kind of thing.
It's all those good memories, Larry.
You know what? You're exactly right. That's got so much to do with it.
Yep, with you and I and a lot of our listeners, I know that many people are correlating with us here. They feel the same way. I think you're about to go pick up another truck to last you a year or so to do all this driving around in, right?
You're right. I'm so very fortunate. Lee Hoffpower up at Land Passes, and he's got dealerships scattered around, and I deal with the Hoffpower Chevrolet dealership there in Land Passes. And it's that time of the year. You know, right now is a really good time. If you're going to get a new vehicle or a different vehicle to pick that thing up and get you one, and Hoffpower's deals are beyond anybody else. That's the reason I do all my business with those guys. And it's a great time to get a new truck, to get set up for the hunting season, be sure that you got the right tires on it that you want, you know, and you got it kind of tricked out kind of you want to, the way you want to, going in the fall. And basically, that's what I'm fixing to do.
Yeah.
Leaving the campfire here just a little bit and go up and visit with Brian Kinsey, his general manager, and see what kind of vehicle I can come up with, by golly, I'll figure out some way, but you know, when you and I get together next time, I might get you to drive one of those things for just a little bit, one of those Hoffpower Chevrolets.
I'll have to do it.
And get you over there
I'm still kicking around in my old GMC, but I might have to. You might just put me over the edge, Larry.
Well, you know, it's probably about time.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, you know, you're getting ready. Get that new truck. Then I think you told me tomorrow you're heading out with for a handgun. Axis deer hunt, right?
You're right. Ruger, thankfully, it produces some of the best handguns there are when it comes to hunting, both single action and double action. And we've got a hunt coming up. Gary Robertson and I. Gary is owns Burnham Brothers and been around for a bunch of years and great guy. And he and Paul Pluff, who used to be with Smith & Wesson, who has gone over to Ruger, and We're gonna take some 44 mags in the Ruger Redhawk, which is the a double action version, and see if we can't get some Axis deer. Ruger has decided, thankfully, that they're wanting to spend a little bit more time, a little bit more effort on producing some even better quality handguns than what they have in the past. I mean, to me, they're the best already. But we've been doing a lot of visioning about little things that might be done to really make their guns the best there are. I mean, they're right close on the top anyway right now. And they're looking at starting a performance center, and I think it's going to be called the Ruger Redline. And, you know, it's one of those things to where we're going to be doing a lot of work with those guns. And actually, a lot of my hunts this fall for whitetail in those states where handguns are legal, I'm going to be hunting handguns with Ruger handguns this year. So I'm really looking forward to that. And this is going to kind of be the kickoff of Paul and I have been talking quite a bit about just little minor things that can be done to make guns a little bit more comfortable to shoot, and they're so very accurate already anyway, but I'm sure they'll figure out another way to make them even more accurate what they are right now.
Fine-tune them a little bit, even better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's always,
exactly.
Always room, even with a Ruger. There's room for improvement, I guess, you know. But
yes, sir.
I couldn't imagine it being any better than what they are, but that's good. Axis deer, now they're down there, FTW Ranch, I think, is where you told me, right?
Well, I'm going to go by and spend a little time at the FTW Ranch before I go on.
Oh, okay.
On the hunt. The hunt's
okay.
Probably about 20 miles from there.
Okay,
out east of, pretty much, kind of east of Rock Springs is what
okay.
We're talking about.
Okay, prime country.
Lots of free range axis. And
yeah,
the ranch we're hunting is a pretty good size ranch, and supposedly has some really good axis. I know that area produces some truly monstrous antlers on those bucks. And, you know, to me, the antlers are pretty to look at, and they're just absolutely a gorgeous deer. But the best part about those axis deer is what you find on the bone.
That
meat.
You better believe it.
That is some of the finest venison that I've ever had anywhere in the world.
I know.
It doesn't even make a bit of difference whether it's an old doe or an old, really old buck or a young, you know, young animal. There's something about those deer that has a tendency to keep those muscle fibers really tender and really good tasting. So I've got coolers. I'm going to load up, and I can't wait to get one on the ground and get it in the cooler, frankly.
You betcha. Yeah, I've noticed I've killed a few axis deer, and got one with our friend Terry Tate about the last one I shot was about 2 years ago in the summertime. But it was an older buck, and, yeah, the bucks, you know, that's the trick. I don't know. Sometime an older whitetail, I know how to cook them where they're, you know, it's the only the only venison that all the deer I've killed, Larry, honestly, there is one buck that I'll never forget that was a good body-wise, looked healthy, but it was down in East Texas, and it was right behind a doe, peak of the rut. This buck was I mean, right on the doe, and he come out little old clear, and I'll never forget it. And I shot that deer. Actually, back then, of all things, in hunting in the woods, I had a 7 mag. That was during the time
when,
you know, I thought, by golly, you know, I gotta get. Anyway, that deer never moved when I shot it. I shot it 2 feet from the back of that doe, and I got up to it, and it had a rank smell, and I thought, well, that's not too uncommon, you know, when they've been,
right,
you know, peeing on their hocks and all that. Yeah, I thought, well, you know, it's in the rut. That meat, I'll swear, you could not eat it. That's the only whitetail out of the gazillion of them I've killed and eaten. I don't know. I guess it was pumped up. Just in layman's terms, I think maybe the hormones was flowing through the blood. He's right on the doe. I don't know, but that was the only deer buck that I've ever shot, Larry, that you know, some are more tender than others, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But that one, you just could not eat it. You couldn't.
You know, I very occasionally run into one like that, but for some reason to me, the last 2 or 3 years, I've shot some really old bucks. I've shot some old does as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I can't ever remember venison being quite as good as what it's been the last 2 or 3 years. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that there's a god-awful amount of food out there available for them. And, you know, they've stayed in good shape throughout the year and all those kind of things. And so I'm really kind of looking forward to the whitetail season. You know, of course, I love to hunt like you do and everybody else that's listening to us. But at the same time, I'm really looking forward to it this year for a bunch of different reasons. But, you know, we got a little bit of time left to do some fishing. And when I kind of poked the campfire, you were talking about another place that you just found. I mean, we found a fantastic place up here at Choctaw to do some fishing as well. But you're telling me about another place I think maybe you and your family went to look to have a look at here not very long ago.
Yeah, Larry, I did. It's a pay lake, but it's a way different type of fishing. Now,
right,
through the years, I've written about what we call pay lakes, where you pay by the pound for catfish, hatchery rays. These have nothing to do with wild fish. You know, they were born hatchery raised. So, up at Caddo Mills, which is not far from Greenville, up in that neck of the woods.
Folks,
you can go online. A good way to locate this Brandon and his operation up there is just, let's see, I think it's Texas Fishing LLC. You can just Google Texas Fishing LLC go to the website, I believe, is ufishtx.com. But here's the deal, Larry. It's a big area with several lakes. You know, they're deep lakes, and they're aerated and everything. Typical pay lake. But the difference there is, they have guys, youngsters, young men working there with nets. I think it's a great training ground for kids that maybe never had a chance to fish or are kind of learning the basics, or an older person. And Brandon, the my new friend here that owns the place says a lot of people just like the convenience of it, you know?
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, they just want a fish fry, and it's a very easy place to fish, but the fish are hard-fighting. And
I bet they are. You know, they're healthy, and that's got to take for really fun catching, by golly.
Yeah, my daughter Ashley, my son-in-law, and two of the grandkids, they met me down there and fished a couple hours and left with plenty of fillets for a mega fish fry. So, you know, I wrote the newspaper column this past week on that, Larry. Options, fishing options, you know. If you own a boat, well, you're going to have some cost. It's just built in. It's going to cost you.
Exactly.
And love to fish from a boat. I've had many boats. That's great. Hire a fishing guide. Some of my best buddies are fishing guides. That's another good option. But this is another option for a lot of people. And from what I could tell out there with Brandon there at Caddo Mills, a lot of people, you know, they utilize it. So, anyway, it's another option for fishing, and maybe not for everybody, but there again, neither is any aspect of the outdoors, you know. Different, what's the old saying back in our generation? Different strokes for different folks.
Exactly, and thank goodness for that. But you're right.
Exactly.
You know, there are times, I love to fish, but there are times, too, that I want to have some knowledge that I'm going to be able to go out and catch the best fish, put them in the freezer for a fish fry, or just, you know, or shore lunch for all that, as far as that's concerned. So
you bet. Yep.
You know, it's just another option, as you mentioned, and you know, that's one of those things too to me. You know, don't ever knock something until you try it. If you tried it and you don't like it, you know, that's fine. But until you've tried it, don't be saying, "Hey, that's not a good deal."
That's a good mindset, Larry. You know, I want to mention, we are just about out of time for our segment, but I want to mention Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, you know, your TV show.
Yes, sir.
Thursdays.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, heck, yeah, I know a lot of our listeners watch it, but Thursday evening on the Pursuit Channel, and then there's other times, too, but awesome
show.
Yeah,
there are, and also, you know, now that with what Pursuit's done, they've got the pursuituptv.com, and it's a website that you can go to and watch the shows. There is no charge, no additional charge of any kind, and it's a great way to watch the shows, and it's kind of like watching them, you know, on demand when you want to. And I know a lot of our guys out there right now, I mean, even Thursday nights, you know, it's kind of a busy night sometimes.
Yep.
When you're getting ready to go fishing, or you've been fishing, or you want to spend a little time out in the backyard kind of thing, and so that's another great way to watch the show.
It is. Larry, thank you a lot for being with us. And I'm already looking forward to our campfire visit next week, you know?
I am too.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably kill 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few $100 more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.